Glory to God. We welcome you once again to this 5-minute podcast by Memphis Covenant Faith. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. In James 5 and verse 16, the Word of God says, "Pray for one another that you may be healed. When I pray for you, my healing also springs forth." As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from off of your body. And I command it to leave your body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreative miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system of your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. If you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, "Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this." Today is podcast 22, part 19 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. We began a series of messages on who the precious Holy Spirit is. We've learned that the precious Holy Spirit is a gift who must be received, and that He is the promise of the Father to every believer in Jesus Christ. We learned that the precious Holy Spirit is the one who is the divine building constructor, who builds and constructs the Word as we speak it. Last week, our focus was on why the precious Holy Spirit is so precious. We learned about the unpardonable sin in Matthew 12, verse 31 through 32. That all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto man. But the blasphemy that is to speak against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. Today, we will focus on the precious Holy Spirit as the Paracletos, the divine helper. John 14:26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The precious Holy Spirit as the Paracletos is the one who comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to live a victorious and overcoming life in Jesus Christ. We get a very clear picture in the Old Testament of the precious Holy Spirit as the divine helper who gives special ability and endowment to perform and accomplish the work of the Lord that He calls us to do. In Exodus chapters 25 through 30, God gave Moses specific instructions when making the tabernacle of what He wanted him to do and to make. Then the Lord said to Moses in Exodus 31, verses 1 through 6, "See, I have chosen Bezaleel, son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Moreover, I've appointed Aholiab, son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I've given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything I have commanded you." God had filled and given special skill by His precious Holy Spirit to workers to make everything that He commanded Moses to make and to do. The precious Holy Spirit as the Paracletos, the divine helper, will do the very same thing for us. May we pray and ask the precious Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to fill us with the wisdom of God, with understanding, knowledge, and with skill. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which is set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.